the Scripture Union chaplaincy. We're talking to Jeff Howard, and he is the Brisbane Regional Coordinator. So just the man that we need to talk to about things that are not just the way it is. We can make some alterations. Good morning, Jeff, and welcome.
Good morning, Rosemary. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure because we know what our chappies do, especially in our region. But I want you to tell our listeners what chappies, school chaplains, actually do, Jeff.
Sure. Our school chaplains right across the state do some amazing things. And for SU Queensland, our organisation, we've been working with chaplains for the last 30 years. So this year is our 30th anniversary. And school chaplains play an amazing part of supporting school and school staff and community to give hope to young people. And I guess they do that through six different ways. They give spiritual support, mentoring, they help in social, emotional support, they give educational support to teachers. They're involved in lots of activities outside the school like camps and excursions. And they do a lot with the local community and council and community development roles as well. So they play an integral part of helping kids in the school.
Jeff, that covers a broad range of things. What sort of qualifications do our chappies have?
Yes, they're all really well qualified. They have to have a minimum qualification of certificate four in youth work or pastoral care, but many of our chaplains have even more than that. Many of them have a diploma of youth work. A number of them also have teaching qualifications, so they're all very highly qualified, but they all have a minimum qualification set by the government to start as well.
And that's good to know that, you know, that's the case. Now, how about the gender? How many females as compared to males?
It's interesting, that one, Rosemary. 60% of our chaplains are female and 40% are male. And yep. The average age of a chaplain, which surprises many people, is 43.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that does surprise you. Yeah. You think of a younger lot of people.
You do. I think most people think of a chaplain, you know, around that 25 age. Mm. But yeah, 43, which schools love because they come with a lot of life experience as well.
And you can't beat life experiences, Jeff, can you?
No, that is so important in the school community.
So what sort of impact do chappies have, school chaplains have?
I think they have an amazing impact, not only to school children, but also to staff. They're there as a person without, you know, authority or looking after particular roles. So they're just free during the day to mentor kids, to be part of anything that the school support team would like them to be part of. And they have that time just to sit with kids sometimes and be that listening ear. And we know our teachers do an amazing job, but their roles are incredibly busy. So our chaplains can work alongside with the teacher, have that little bit more time just to be there for kids and be that listening ear.
And Jeff, there's a whole lot of formal conversations go on as well as informal, isn't there?
Yes, all of our chaplains, a lot of formal conversations where they have approval to have those conversations, they have parent approval. They also run a number of programs which have all parent permission. So they'll run programs during the day like bullying, grief and loss programs. So all those relevant programs to help kids grow and get support, they're involved in running those with the school as well.
Jeff, you know, that's a fair swag of things that we put on to our chappies. How are they sponsored? Are they? Does the government pay for them, or is it just the community? What is it? Tell us how we.
Yeah, Rosemary,
we get
that's
our
a really interesting one because chaplaincy started in 1990, as I mentioned, 30 years ago. So back in those days, it was all what we call community funded. Mm-hmm. So they were supported with the help of community. In 2006, when the Prime Minister was John Howard, he implemented government funding, which we've been blessed to have for the last 14 years. And while we're thankful for that, that only really pays or plays a small part of covering their salaries, and the rest of their salaries are covered by what we call community funding. Mm-hmm. So that's with the help of individuals, PNCs, local churches and community where we get together and do fundraising events.
Aha. Uh-huh. Now that brings me on to COVID-19 and the fundraising event that we normally hold here in Caboolture and get some wonderful support from our community. What's happening in regards to that, Jeff?
Yes, so our Caboolture dinner, which, as you mentioned, Rosemary, has amazing support and a great community feel to it. So we've postponed all of our fundraising events pretty much this year until October, where we're just going to review the situation due to COVID. We don't want to be running fundraising events and putting stress on communities that are already under stress. So we're hopeful with the Caboolture dinner we may be able to run it in early November. And I think if we could do that along with COVID restrictions and how that looks, not only is it a fundraiser for schools, but I love seeing 350 people come together from the community. It's a great networking and encouragement for everyone.
It is. It is so. And we're missing it, Jeff. So, and we don't want to miss our Chappies. So that's one thing. Just before I let you go, very quickly, Jeff, I believe that Chappies do a lot of support for those at risk. Can you just run through some of those, Jeff, in case one of our listeners would like to know about that?
Yes, we also run a lot of girls and boys programs that directly help kids that are at risk. We also help parents that are at risk. We're guided and directed by school principals in how that we do that. But we do a lot of practical things. Even in the last 2 weeks, there's a local church in Brisbane that are doing 15 morning teas for school staff. So they will come in and run, you know, bringing coffee and cakes to support staff. But in the same instance, if there's parents and students, we can assist them with hampers where we work with local churches. So we're fully onto at-risk things that are happening in the community, and I guess we can really lend some practical support when we're guided by a school principal. And we work closely with an organisation called Give It. And they're able to help us with all the things that we can need practically to support families that are doing it tough.
Jeff, thank you. I know we could talk for quite a long time in regards to this.
Yes, we could.
I think we've given our listeners a pretty good overview. If somebody wanted to lend some support, how could they do that, Jeff?
Yes, they could just contact our Brisbane office. Which is in the valley, or our website is a great way to do that too, under SU Queensland.
Lovely. All right. Jeff, thank you. Keep up the good work, and, you know, please pass on our regards to all of the Chappies that are out there. And listeners, we've been speaking to Jeff Howard, and he is the Brisbane Regional Coordinator for SU Queensland. And I know he's got a pretty big job, but so do our wonderful Chappies. Jeffrey, thank you very much.
Well, thanks, I look
forward
so much,
to talking
Rose,
to you soon.
And thank you for the support of your listeners as well.
No worries. And we'll look forward to November, hey?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, we will.
Good
bye
one.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. There you go, guys. And a lot of our listeners would know that we have a beautiful Hope dinner each year and raise lots of money for those Chappies. And that's not happening right now. So if you would like to become involved, please get on to, just go on to the website, SU Queensland, and that's SU Scripture Union. And you might like to make a donation, whatever. You might like to help, who knows, or even become a Chappie. Stay with us here on 101.5 FM Moreton Bay.